Chapter 1. Neighbor Love. How justified sinners show compassion in word and deed. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. A pregnancy crisis center recently contacted us about a particular need. A young teenager got pregnant and had nowhere to turn. Her mother told her that if she didn't choose adoption or choose to abort the baby, then she would be kicked out of her house. One of our pastors, Matt, sent out the word to our church about this need, and an ordinary young couple, Mitch and Amy, pseudonyms, practiced neighbor love in a beautiful way. Amy had been doing a Bible study on the book of James, and that study, coupled with our current series on hospitality, had them asking the question, how can we be doers of the word and show hospitality to others? She and Mitch talked that night and decided to respond to Matt's email. The very next day, they heard from the pregnancy center. This young girl was about to deliver her baby. She was going to be discharged from the hospital and be homeless. Mitch and Amy had no idea what to expect, but they opened up their home and knew that God would be with them. As I write, they have hosted this young lady and her new baby for 2 months. It's not easy or convenient, but it's definitely made an impact on this teenager and has shown many others what gospel-driven hospitality and neighbor love looks like. Their story makes me weepy-eyed for many reasons, and it reminds me of the story of the Good Samaritan, who simply responded to the need around him. In a world filled with movies, songs, and stories about false loves, it's refreshing to see what real love looks like. Many confuse love with at least four popular ideas. Millions seek it. Kids dream of it. Artists depict it. Movie buffs crave it. Preachers preach it. Singers sing it. But what is it? While every generation has its popular love ballads, I remember that the 80s had numerous ones, and a lot of people with really bad hair. In 1984, Foreigner sang, "I Want to Know What Love Is." Tina Turner rocked, "What's Love Got to Do With It?" Stevie Wonder gave us something to say on our rotary dial telephones with, "I Just Called to Say I Love You." In 1985, Whitney Houston used her amazing voice to sing, "Saving All My Love for You." Kool and the Gang reminded everyone, love will...